This is the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray, episode 78.
Welcome to the Soulful PR Podcast. Tune in every week for practical tips, strategies, and case studies that will help you get media coverage for your business. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello, and welcome to the show. In episode 77, I talked about how to build your email list. And I mentioned the importance of having a really great email opt-in offer for new subscribers. So I thought, why not follow up with an episode on how to create an irresistible email opt-in and give you some ideas on what you could create to get people to give you their email address and their permission to contact them. But before we get to the main part of the show, I just wanted to mention something I've got coming up in the autumn. So I'm recording this at the end of July on a very, very hot and sticky July evening, which is very unusual for the UK if you're not from around these parts. So in September, my monthly Soulful PR sessions start again. And that's the monthly sessions I hold in London where I get a journalist to come along and talk about what they're looking for in a story, how to pitch them, and all that really useful stuff that's going to help you if you want to get PR for your business or brand. So we've had a little break over the summer because I had my big event, Soulful PR Live, earlier this month, which had 8 national journalists speaking at it all at one time. So we're now back to these kind of intimate, relaxed sessions where we generally have 20, 25 people plus one journalist and me. I hold them in the Swiss church in Covent Garden, which is this really quirky little church. It's this tiny little room at the top of the church, which is a really, really lovely room and venue. It's quite quirky and we have a tea and coffee trolley and biscuits. And I usually bring around chocolates. It's very kind of relaxed and informal. And if you come along to one of these, you will literally be sitting so close to the journalist that you can introduce yourself, you can ask questions. It's a really, really great informal setting. So I've been busy trying to get the program lined up for the coming year. And I'm in two minds at the moment, actually, whether to book out the full 10-month series or just to do it in blocks of 3 or 4, because I like to remain a little bit flexible and basically kind of get people's feedback on the speaker lineup and kind of have a little bit of flexibility to change things around as I go. So I think that's probably what I'll do. But you heard it first. I've got my first few speakers confirmed for September, November and December. And I'll link to this in the show notes. So if you're interested in coming to any of these, then you can find out more. So I've got Sarah Phillips, who's the editor of The Guardian's Common is Free section. So she's confirmed for September. And if you're interested in getting published in that section of The Guardian, which is a very prestigious place to get published, definitely worth coming along to have a listen. Sarah's spoken at some of my events before and she was absolutely fabulous. Then I've got Hannah Fern, who's the Independent Voices editor. So that's the opinion editor at The Independent. I've written a few pieces for her already. I've known her for a little while and she's great too. She's spoken at my events and is brilliant at explaining what she's looking for and giving loads of really great examples to help you come up with great opinion article ideas. And she's going to be doing the November session. And then I've also got Andrea Thompson from Marie Claire, which is very, very exciting. She's going to be doing the session in December. So I'll link to all of these in the show notes. And apologies again if you're not from the UK and you're thinking, oh, they sound really good. I promise you, it is my intention to get out of the UK and to get some of these events elsewhere in the world in the next few years. I haven't forgotten you at all. So if you're interested in finding out more about my Soulful PR sessions, then I'll put a link in the show notes. As I'm recording this, I haven't ironed out all the details yet, but I'm going to be offering a annual ticket, which is going to have a few extra bonuses in there for you. So if you want to book up for the whole year and buy an annual ticket, that means you'll get priority booking and you'll also get a few extra bonus bits of content in there as well. So now on with the main part of the show. In episode 77, I talked about how to grow your email list and I mentioned how important it is to have an irresistible email opt-in offer. And by that, I mean a piece of content that is so valuable to people, that is so attractive and sounds so helpful to them that people will be bending over backwards to give you their email address so you can send it to them. Now, I'm going to run you through a few ideas for the kind of content that you can create for an email opt-in offer. And if you don't have one, then that's great. I'm going to give you some ideas for your first email offer, opt-in offer, I should say. If you have already got one, then you may get some ideas for how you might want to freshen yours up, or maybe a new one that you could create. Because actually, once you get into it, I think having a few can be quite a good idea. But before I get into the ideas, I just wanted to talk strategy for a second, because it's really important that you go into this thinking about the outcome that you want to achieve and how it's going to help your business. I think when it comes to an email opt-in offer, what you really want to be doing is giving people a quick and easy win. So it's tempting with an email opt-in offer to create some kind of guide that basically answers every question anybody's got on the topic you specialize in. And this is not really a great idea for a number of reasons, but mainly because I think people are easily overwhelmed, particularly if they're getting into a new topic. And I imagine that if you're getting people on your email list for the first time, you're probably getting them into a new topic, or maybe a new way of looking at a topic your way. And if you try and answer all of their questions or all the things that they're struggling with, you may well find that they just feel overwhelmed and don't really engage with the content. So I think a key thing is to just try and sort of solve one problem. So in my case, I could create a resource that looks at writing press releases, writing pitches, how to find journalist contact details, how to pitch over the phone, how to approach journalists over social media. But actually, all of this stuff, I think, could be a little bit overwhelming for somebody who's just new to it. So what I've done is created some resources. So for example, I've got a press release writing opt-in. I've also got one which is just 3 ideas to get press coverage without hiring a PR firm or writing a press release. So it's very, very specific, and it gets people a win early on. So in the case of the press release course, by the end of the 5-day opt-in, they've got a press release, or they should have been able to write a press release. With the other one, I share 3 quite specific tips. So one of them is using a particular hashtag on Twitter. One of them is a small tweak that they can make to their social media profile. And the other one is joining up to a media inquiry service where they can get straight in contact with journalists who are looking for help with stories. So there are 3 things that they can pretty much do once they've scanned through my 1 or 2 page PDF, which is, that's what it is in that case. So I think really getting people an early win is what you're looking for in your opt-in, and being specific, because I think if people get a win on something, you know, it's almost like an entry level activity, then they're going to want to stick around for more and find out more about your stuff. The other thing I think it's worth saying is that it does need to be something which is linked to your other content and really aligns with your brand. So I've seen people giving away opt-in offers like things like cinema tickets or Pizza Express vouchers or iPads or that kind of thing. That's all very well, but if you think you're offering that kind of thing, people are probably going to only opt in, or some people are only going to opt in to get a chance of winning that iPad or getting those vouchers. And then as soon as they've either won or found out that they haven't, they're going to be off again. And what you really want to do is to get people who are hungry for the kind of content that you're offering, because it solves their problems and are going to stick around because they want more of your great content and they want more of your help to solve their problems. So just a little bit of strategy there. So I'm now going to run through 7 ideas for kind of opt-in offers that you could create. Now, this is all really personal and it's all about you, what works for you, what particular mediums you think you shine in, and also what's going to work best for your audience. So these are just some ideas for you to consider. So the first and probably the easiest one to create is a cheat sheet. So this could literally be a 1-side PDF that has a few tips on it, basically. And what I was describing there, it was a PDF I created recently, which was to help people to get press coverage without writing a single press release, or what was the other side of it, or hiring a PR firm. And it literally was those 3 tips that I described. It was beautifully designed. And what was fantastic about it is that people were using it and then coming back and, oh my God, I've had a win. I've been in touch with a journalist today, or I used the hashtag that you suggested. And, you know, I've been talking to journalists about appearing in this magazine or doing this TV program. So easy win, very manageable, not overwhelming. So that worked really, really well. When it comes to design, if design isn't your thing, please don't get worried about it. You could hire somebody from the likes of Fiverr, which is a site where you can get pretty much any design job done for $5. You might have to shop around to find somebody who's good. I've had some good experiences with Fiverr, to be honest. I'll link to this in the show notes. But sometimes you have to kiss a few frogs first in order to find somebody good. There's also people per hour as well. But what's good about Fiverr is that everybody is rated. It's a bit like TripAdvisor. So you can see which people have had good ratings and lots of stars and maybe start with them. And the other thing to mention actually is that you can also do this design yourself. So you can use an online design tool like Canva or PicMonkey. So you could do this PDF yourself. Just make sure if you're doing it that it's very consistent with the rest of your brand, same colours, same fonts, so it looks really professional. My second idea for you is to create a report or guide. So that this might take you a little bit longer. So I just created a guide, which was PR tactics for starters. That was 10 pages just to give you an idea, but you can obviously go much bigger than this. One that comes to mind, which I thought was really good, was Nathan Chan, who I interviewed back in episode 55. He had one which was how to get 10,000 more followers on Instagram in 2 weeks. And what I love about that is it's very specific, 10,000 more followers on Instagram in 2 weeks. So there's a real sense that if you do this too, you could have a quick win too. So it's a really nice title. I've got a feeling he's now replaced it with a free webinar, but that certainly was what he had up until recently. My next idea for you is to create a video series, and often the format or structure that works best is a three-part video series where you teach people something, but you break it down into three sections and you might deliver it over 5 days or a week or something like that. And again, it does need to be an easy win. Someone who does this really well is Amy Porterfield, the social media strategy and strategist. And when she's got a webinar coming up, she often does these three-part video series where she teaches you something. I think Marie Forleo's done it as well. I've seen her doing those. And that can work really, really well, especially if video is your medium. In terms of how you record it, again, if you're just starting out, I don't think you need to kind of, you know, get in the professionals, hiring a big kit or whatever. You can use a piece of software. I use ScreenFlow for Mac, but I think Camtasia is supposed to be good for PC. And essentially, it can just record you and your screen. So I've recorded myself using ScreenFlow. I've recorded whole workshops for people. Actually, I just recorded a workshop for Chris Ducker's Youpreneur community on how to get press coverage. And literally, I just recorded myself talking over a bunch of slides. And then there was me in the corner. You could just see my little face in the corner talking away. And so you can do that. We can just talk straight to camera. If you don't have access to those resources, you could just use your phone and just, you know, just make sure you've got the lighting okay and that maybe use a mic if you want to make sure the sound's a bit better. But you can literally just do this stuff on a camera. That's absolutely fine. So number four, you could create a quiz or a test. Now, a great example of this is Keris Mooney, who's behind The Brand Alchemist. And basically, she's a branding expert. And if you take her test, she's created these kind of, they're almost like branding archetypes or personality archetypes, and how that should help you shape your brand and your design. And so you can do this little test and then you get a nice email telling you which of the personality archetypes you are, which is always fun, those kind of things, isn't it? And you kind of have fun reading it and deciding whether it's an accurate portrayal of you. So that's a great idea. And I'll link to all of these in the show notes so you can have a look. The other idea, number five, is creating a challenge. So Natalie Lucia, who's another social media strategist, I'm struggling a bit with this today. She has a really fantastic 30-day email list building challenge, which gives you a small task every day to complete. The idea being, I think, that you get something like 1,000 subscribers in the first 30 days or something. And I think that's the key if you're doing challenges, is to keep it small and manageable. So one small thing that people can do every day. In Natalie's case, she has a video of herself, a very short 2-minute video where she outlines the daily task, and that's all hosted in a membership site, which I think by the looks of it, she uses Wishlist Member and has got a WordPress site to host that, or certainly she did in order to host those materials. My next idea for you is to create a mini course. So I've got my 5-day course, How to Write Awesome Press Releases, and essentially, what I've done is I've broken down the process of writing a press release into 5 days. So the first day is all about sort of coming up with ideas. Then I look at how to write a brilliant headline and a brilliant first line. Then I look at how to write the next section. Then I look at how to do quotes. And then I look at where to send it and how to find journalist contact details. So I break it down. And the good thing about doing it that way is obviously you've got permission to be in people's inbox and also like the challenge as well for a number of days or weeks, which helps you to build that relationship, which is great. And it also breaks it up into more manageable chunks for people so that they feel less overwhelmed. And my last idea for you is to create a resource. So this could be, I've seen people giving away photos, for example. I've even seen people give away consultations. So it could be that you offer people a 15-minute discovery call or something like that. and Laura Hutton, who I interviewed back in episode 15. She's got a really great guide on how to look good online, but actually it's more to do with how to, if you're looking to get a new website, it's more to do with sort of how to go through that creative process of working out what you need to do, who you need to hire, what kind of software you need to use and all that kind of stuff. And I think that's a really, really clever opt-in because yes, you're going to read that guide and, or if you make it as a video, watch the guide and you're going to find that stuff useful, but you may well think to yourself at the end of it, well, actually that was good, but I could still do with an expert. I tell you what, I'll hire Laura. And that really is the thinking behind all of this stuff. I frequently, with my press release writing course, well, people will get to the end of it, they say, it's all very well, I thought that was really great, but actually I don't have time to do it. Can you write it for me? And that happens a hell of a lot. So if you're worried about giving away your resources for free, I wouldn't worry, because actually what I've found is that the more free content I give away, the more people seem to want to work with me. And I think that's true of most content marketers would tell you that it's a good thing. So the last thing I'm just going to quickly cover is how to deliver your opt-in offer. Now, this again is probably a whole episode in itself, but I use the email marketing software Infusionsoft. So basically I've got mine set up whereby if people opt in on my website, then they will, we've hooked up or we've linked my website to Infusionsoft, my email marketing provider. So they automatically get an email that says, thanks for signing up. Here is your cheat sheet, or here is your video series, or whatever it might be. And it's actually quite easy to link up your website with your email provider, providing you're using a fairly well-known one. And there's things like MailChimp that you can use, or MailerLite. There's various ones that you can try. Now, you may be wondering at this stage, if you're completely new to it, well, how do I get the two to talk to each other? So what you might want to use is some kind of opt-in box. I'll link to all of this in the show notes, by the way, but I use Lead Boxes, which is created by Lead Pages, who are quite sort of famous for creating landing page software. I use that as well. So these Lead Boxes, you can quite literally, it's all kind of set up for you. You link through to them from your website, creates a kind of pop-up style box where people can put their name and email address in. You can customize these Lead Boxes to fit your brand. You can add pictures, you can change the wording, you can change the colors and stuff like that. And that can be quite good. I also use a software, or it's a plugin really, for my website called Sumo Me. And they've got some quite nice pop-ups. And again, they've kind of got different designs you can choose from and then you can customize them. And you can basically, there's a drop-down menu in the back of that plugin. I don't know if I'm explaining it correctly. Drop-down menu, which allows you to link it straight to Infusionsoft or your email provider. So you can link all the stuff quite easily. And one last point I wanted to make, I did actually make this in the last episode, but once you've got people to sign up to your opt-in, that's not the end. The other thing you've got to do is to keep people interested and keep people with you until such time as you have something to sell them. It may be that you've got something to sell them straight away, but you might want to keep them warm. So creating a series of emails that also add value, that follow up on the resource, that build on the resource that you've given people, can be a really smart move. And you could literally have one email a week, or you could have more frequently depending on what your intended outcome is. But you really do need to, I see a lot of people who create a really nice opt-in offer and then don't email the new people on their list for weeks on end. And obviously that's a bit of a wasted opportunity. So if you could create an autoresponder series, and you can, whatever email marketing provider that you use, you can set these up to be drip fed basically. So you can set up your email campaign. So the first one gets delivered when people sign up, the second one gets delivered 48 hours later, the next one gets delivered 72 hours after that. So you can set it up. So it's just kind of happening, it's automated, it's happening in the background. And you can do this with quite basic software like MailChimp anyway, which is absolutely great, or AWeber or MailerLite or that kind of thing. So I hope you found that useful. I'm going to link to all of this stuff in the show notes so you can have a look at some of the resources that I've mentioned and some of the software that I've mentioned. As ever, would love to hear from you about whether you found this useful, what you liked, what you'd like more of, what you'd like less of. And my email address is janet@janetmurray.co.uk, or you can tweet me at jan_murray. You've been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, why not head over to my Facebook community? It's simply the Soulful PR Facebook community, and I'd love to see you there.
You've just been listening to the Soulful PR Podcast with Janet Murray. If you enjoyed the show, she'd really appreciate you leaving a review on iTunes. And don't forget to head over to www.janetmurray.co.uk for more free content that will help you get media coverage for your business.